Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a classic jungle and old school drum and bass dub siren from scratch in Ableton Live 12, then resampling it so you can chop it, reverse it, pitch it, and use it like a proper FX weapon in your arrangements. This is one of those really useful producer skills, because instead of just loading a preset and moving on, you're learning how to make a sound that actually belongs in the tune. A dub siren can be used for intro tension, drop transitions, call and response moments, dubby fills, breakdown atmosphere, and those dark roller style mood layers that just instantly say jungle. We're keeping this fully stock Ableton, so you can follow along in any Live 12 setup. First, create a new MIDI track and load operator. Operator is perfect here because it's simple, clean, and very flexible for sound design like this. Start with oscillator A set to a sine wave at full level. Then bring in oscillator B with a saw wave, but keep it much quieter, somewhere around -18 to -12 dB. That second oscillator gives the siren a bit more edge and attitude without turning it into a huge lead sound. Now go to the filter section and choose LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 400 to 800 Hz to start, and bring the resonance up into the 25 to 40% range. We're looking for a focused, vocal kind of movement, not a super bright synth lead. For the amplitude envelope, keep the attack very fast, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Set the decay around 1.5 to 3 seconds, with sustain low, maybe 0 to 20%, and release somewhere around 200 to 500 milliseconds. That gives you a note that swells and falls like a classic FX line instead of behaving like a held pad. Now draw in a single long MIDI note. Something around C3 to G3 is a great starting range for that classic mid-range dub siren vibe. If you want it darker and more ominous, try D sharp 3, F3, or G3. The important thing here is not to overcomplicate the harmony. A dub siren is usually strongest when it stays simple and lets the movement do the work. Now we make it actually feel like a siren. Add LFO modulation to the pitch, or to oscillator or frequency if that feels more controllable. Keep it subtle. A rate sync to 1/4 or 1/2 note is a good starting point, with a triangle or sine shape. If the pitch movement is too extreme, it starts sounding funny instead of dark, so keep it controlled and musical. Then use another LFO on the filter cutoff. This is where a lot of the dub character lives. Try a synced rate somewhere between 1/8 and 1/2 note, with enough depth to create that wah motion, but not so much that the tone disappears. A little resonance helps the filter movement sound more vocal and alive. At this point, add some glide or portamento. In operator, turn glide on and set it somewhere around 60 to 180 milliseconds. Then draw a little phrase with overlapping notes, like C3 into D sharp 3 into F3. The overlap makes the glide trigger smoothly. This is a classic trick for getting that sliding, expressive siren movement instead of just static notes. If you want to thicken the sound a little, duplicate the instrument or add a second oscillator very quietly and attune it by a few cents. Keep that layer low in the mix. We're not trying to build a pad here. We just want a bit more body under the FX character. Now it's time to shape the tone with effects. Add EQ8 after operator. High pass the sound around 120 to 200 Hz so it stays out of the sub range. If it sounds boxy, make a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. If you want more bite, add a gentle boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz. And if it starts getting harsh, tame the 4 to 6 kHz region a bit. Remember, this is an FX sound, not your bass line, so it needs to live above the low end. Next, add saturator. A few dB of drive, somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Can add a really nice gritty edge. Turn soft clip on so it holds together. This helps the siren feel more like it belongs in a dusty jungle mix, not a clean pop track. If you want a little extra motion, add auto filter after that. LP24 mode is a good choice. You can automate the cutoff for buildups or let it move slowly to deepen the sense of motion. Keep the resonance moderate so it stays musical. Now comes one of the best parts for dub flavor, echo. Set the time to something like 1/8 dotted or 1/4, with feedback around 20 to 40%. Roll off some lows and some highs in the delay so it sits back in the space instead of cluttering the mix. Dry wet should stay fairly modest, maybe 10 to 25%. We want echoes that feel like dub trails between breakbeats, not a wash that takes over the whole track. A little reverb can help too. Use hybrid reverb or standard reverb, with a decay around 1.5 to 4 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, and a low cut between 200 and 400 Hz. Keep the dry wet low, around 5 to 15%. A bit of space goes a long way here. Too much and you lose the punch of the siren. Now for the really important move, resample it into audio. This is where the sound becomes way more usable for jungle production. You can do this quickly by creating a new audio track, setting audio from to resampling, arming the track, and recording your siren performance. Or you can freeze, flatten, consolidate, or export depending on your workflow. The point is to capture the actual sound as audio, because that gives you the freedom to chop it, reverse it, time stretch it, and rearrange it like a real effects sample. This is also a good place to think like a performer. Don't just let it run once and call it done. Record a few passes with different lengths and different intensity. Think in phrases, not notes. A dub siren works best when it sounds like it's answering the beat, like it's speaking over the rhythm. Once you've got audio, start editing it like a jungle effects tool. Trim the start so the hit comes immediately. Add fades where needed. Reverse a few clips to create tension risers. If the movement lines up well, use warping carefully so it locks to the project tempo. Beats or Complex Pro can work depending on the sound. If it's more tonal than rhythmic, sometimes leaving it unwarped gives you a more natural feel. This is also where you can slice the recording into useful pieces. Make some one-shot hits, some longer tail swells, some reverse pickups, and some short call phrases. The more you treat it like a sample pack element, the more useful it becomes in actual arrangement. For a polished old-school DNB chain on the audio version, I like EQ8, then a little saturator, then echo, then reverb, then utility. Keep the lower mid centered and only widen the top end if you need to. That helps the siren feel big without fighting the drums and bass. Now place it in the arrangement like a real jungle producer. Don't just leave it running all the time. Use it as an intro call before the breakbeat comes in. Use it as a one-bar pickup into the drop. Use it as an answer phrase after a snare fill. Use it in breakdowns over pads and atmosphere. Use the strongest version right before key transitions so it lands with impact. A simple arrangement idea could be this. For the first 8 bars, use a filtered siren with echo. Then bring in the breakbeats and let the siren appear every 4 bars. Right before the drop, use a reversed siren swell with a delay tail. In the drop, chop it into shorter hits between drum phrases. Then in the breakdown, bring back a longer, more resonant version with extra reverb. That keeps it musical instead of random. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make it too bright. A dub siren should cut through, but it should not sting your ears. Don't drown it in reverb. Jungle already has a lot happening in the drums, so clarity matters. And definitely don't skip resampling, because that's where the real jungle workflow opens up. Also, don't overcomplicate the patch. A simple sound with the right movement and attitude usually hits hardest. If you want it darker, try notes in D minor, F minor, or G minor territory. Lower the register by an octave if needed. Add only tiny amounts of frequency modulation, and maybe automate the cup off down at the end of phrases for a more ominous finish. For a bit more grime, you can try Redux very lightly, drum bus for punch, or vinyl distortion for that smoked out texture. Just use these sparingly. You want the sound to feel lived in, not destroyed. Also, silence is your friend. The most effective dub sirens often leave space around them so they can answer the breakbeat instead of sitting on top of everything. That push and pull is a huge part of the jungle feel. Here's a good practice exercise. Build a 4-bar jungle siren phrase. In bar 1, play a long rising note with a short delay tail. In bar 2, move to a second note 1/5 above and open the filter slightly. In bar 3, reverse the first hit and add a short reverb burst. In bar 4, place one chopped siren stab before the snare fill and automate the cutoff down for a dramatic finish. Then resample the whole thing and make 3 versions, one dry and punchy, one echo heavy, and one dark and filter. If you want to level it up, make 3 separate resampled variations from the same source patch, one cleaner and more minimal, one more dubby with extra space, and one more aggressive with heavier saturation and tighter filtering. Then arrange those across an 8-bar mini section and seed. If it still feels musical without the MIDI instrument underneath, if it does, you've crossed from sound design into real jungle effects writing. So to recap, start with a simple operator patch, use filter and LFO movement to create the siren character, add saturation, echo, and controlled reverb, then resample it so you can chop and reshape it like a proper jungle sample. Keep it focused, gritty, and rhythmic, and it will sit beautifully in old school DNB, jungle, and rolling bass music. If you want, next I can turn this into a tighter voiceover version, or make you a full lesson script with section timings and pause cues for recording.